It's a brand new day.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Your Pre-Shift. Last episode, we talked about inspiring trust, how the simple but rare act of giving people trust can change the dynamics of what's possible in work and in relationships. Today, we're taking the next step in our Fantastic Four of frontline leadership, and we're going to talk about agency. So we've said it before, but it's worth repeating. Inspiring leadership isn't just about big speeches or grand gestures. You can inspire every single day by how you show up, by how present you are, and by what you choose to give, especially trust. Because when you give trust, what you're really saying is, I believe in you. And believing in someone, that is the gateway to agency. So what is agency? Very simply put, human agency is the ability to act, to choose, to shape your life and your work in ways that make a difference. It's this sense of I can, not just I know what to do or I want to do it, but this idea of I believe I can do something about this. Agency is what turns someone from a passive participant, just kind of along for the ride, into an active contributor. And for people working and leading on the front lines in these dynamic, high-pressure, guest-facing environments, agency is not just a luxury. It is absolutely essential because let's be real. You can't be everywhere at once. You can't make every decision. You can't direct each person in every situation. You can't do it alone. And things go off plan all the time. If people do not feel empowered to think, to adapt, and to make a call, everything slows down. Morale dips, problems fester, drama ensues. But when you inspire agency, and you felt this, everything lifts. The gaps, they decrease. The clunkiness, it smooths out. So before we go on, let's get clear about what agency is not. So agency does not mean that people just get to do whatever they want. It's not a free-for-all. True agency lives within structure. It's about making meaningful choices inside of clear expectations. And that's where you as the leader come in. Your job isn't to hand over the wheel and walk away. That is abdication. That is abandonment. Your job is to build the lane. You give the guardrails. You say, hey, here's the goal. Here's the standard. I have taught you how to do this. Now, I trust you to get us there in a way that reflects your judgment and strengths. Agency thrives when people know the boundaries and are then trusted to move freely inside of them. So agency is also not the same as motivation. Motivation is wanting to do something. Agency is believing you can do something. You can be all fired up and still feel powerless. Agency is also not just knowing your job. So someone can know every play in the book and still freeze when they're called upon to act, because knowing what to do is not the same thing as believing you can make a good decision when something unexpected happens. That's why agency matters. It says, I trust myself to act. And even more importantly, my leader trusts me to. Let's talk about two ways a leader actually inspires agency. And we'll start with tasks and judgment. This begins with what we talked about last week, giving trust. Not just, I trust you to do the task, but I trust your judgment. I trust your capability. I believe you can rise to meet this. And that is a big leap, because let's be honest, there are ways of leading that say, I trust you until it gets hard, or I trust you as long as you check with me first. And people feel that. It doesn't build agency. It builds hesitation. So let's make this concrete. You have an assistant manager that you trust to make the schedule and run the floor, but you second-guess their decisions or reverse them in front of their team. That tells them, I trust you to carry the title, but not to truly lead. Let's say you have a line cook that you trust to prep ingredients and work the station, but every time something runs out, you jump in to decide what to 86 or how to adjust. That tells them, I trust you to do the work, but not to make a call when things change. Let's take it to nursing. You have a nurse that you trust to take vitals, administer meds, follow protocols, but you question their judgment when they flag a concern or suggest a change in care. That sends the message, I trust you to follow the chart, but not to advocate for the patient. And finally, you've got a server who you trust to serve and greet tables and take care of people and take orders, but you override their decisions when it comes to comping a meal or handling a guest complaint. And what you're really saying is, I trust you with the steps, but not with your voice or judgment. Here's the big truth. You do not inspire agency by giving people tasks. That is delegation. You inspire it by giving people your belief in them. You say with your actions, I see something in you. And sometimes you might be the very first person in their life to do that. And I don't say that lightly. I have heard so many stories, and maybe you have too, about frontline leaders who were the first person to say, hey, you've got more in you. Hey, I think you could run this shift. Have you ever thought about being a manager? And suddenly, that person who never saw themselves as a leader starts to, because someone believed. And once they believe in themselves, that is when possibility opens up. The second way leaders inspire agency is to connect the work to the people it impacts. So I want you to think about this. Every job, no matter how behind the scenes, exists in some way to serve another human being. I want you to really think about that. And if you can think of any examples where that is not true, please email me at hello@yourpreshift.com because I would love to know what you figured out, but I couldn't think of one. So what that means is that at some point, every person's work touches another person, a guest, a coworker, a community member, a teammate. So when we help people see the human impact of what they do, we spark something deeper. We move from task to purpose, from just doing to making a difference. And here's where your words really matter. There's a big difference between saying you support the kitchen and you help the kitchen, or even further, you equip the kitchen to succeed. Support says, hey, you're nearby, you're like a bridge. We'll drive over you, you take it. Help says, you're involved. Equip says, you are essential. The way we talk about the work either flattens agency or it expands it. So if you want people to take ownership, to act, to think, to lead, start by helping them see how their work changes someone else's experience. And then talk about it in a way that honors the impact. Because when people see how much they matter, they start to show up like they do. So how does this stuff work? Why does this happen so predictably? Well, you are not going to believe this, but surprise, surprise, there's some grounding research on agency. It's called self-determination theory, and it was researched by Edward Deci and Richard Ryan. And what they discovered was that one of the deepest psychological needs that we all have, right up there with belonging and competence, is autonomy. That's agency. They found that when people feel like they have a say in how they work, when they feel like they own their decisions, they perform better, they stay longer, and they feel more alive at work. And haven't we all experienced that? So what does that mean for you as a leader? Well, it means the more space you give people to choose how they contribute, to adapt, to suggest, to take the reins, the more you're meeting a core human need. You're not just helping the shift run. You're helping people come alive. And that doesn't have to mean chaos or lack of structure. In fact, structure is what makes agency possible. When you give clear expectations, clear boundaries, and then say, "You've got this," you're giving people the freedom to own it. You're saying, "I'm not going to micromanage you. I'm going to support you as you step into this." Trust, structure, and involvement. Those are the building blocks of agency, and we're going to go do a whole episode on that. But to wrap it up, agency isn't just a leadership buzzword. It is brain science. It is the key to unlocking a thriving, self-sustaining team. We've got three challenges this week. Challenge number one, I want you to look at your team. Who are you delegating tasks to, but not giving agency to? Then I want you to pick one person, just one, and take a risk. Let go a little. Trust their judgment. Invite them to try. Next time they want you to make a decision for them, say the words, "I believe in your ability to make this call," or, "Hey, I trust you to take this and run with it." Challenge two, tell someone on your team this week that you see them rising. Don't wait until they're ready. Inspire their agency now. Because trust may start the engine, but agency is what's gonna get the wheel moving. And when people start seeing themselves as capable, they tend to start to act like it. They lead themselves. And that's when teams stop needing to be managed and start moving with power. Challenge three, reframe the language of your team's work. I want you to think of one role or task on your team this week and ask yourself, how does this work make a difference for another human being? And then talk out loud about it. Instead of "you support the kitchen," try "you equip the kitchen to serve with excellence." Instead of "you clean tables," "you reset the space for guests to feel welcome." Small shifts in how we describe the work can spark big shifts in how people see their value. Because when people hear that their work matters, they start to show up like it does. Thanks for showing up to your pre-shift. If today's episode gave you something to think about, something to try, or something to feel a little bit more hopeful about, I hope you will carry that with you into your day. Next time, we're talking about inspiring hope. How do you lead with hope when the world feels heavy or the shift is short-staffed again? We'll talk about what hope really is and how you can help your team see possibility when they're running on empty. Until then, show up, believe in someone, and let agency rise. We'll see you next time. Oh, and one quick thing before we go. By day, I am the Chief People Officer for Thrive Restaurant Group. But this podcast? This is all me. The thoughts, opinions, and occasional bad jokes that you hear on your pre-shift are mine alone and do not necessarily reflect those of my employer. So, if I say something brilliant, feel free to assume that I learned it at work. If I say something questionable, well, let's just call that off-the-clock creativity.